Welcome back to Beyond the Meme, where we explore the evolving connections between technology, culture, and philosophy. It's December 20th, and while not everyone celebrates Christmas, this time of year brings themes of love, remembrance, and hope to many. Today, we're diving into a topic that resonates deeply with those themes: how AI is transforming our understanding of life, death, and what might lie beyond.
That's right. What if death isn't the end? Could AI redefine what it means to live, die, and remember? From digital consciousness backups to recreating loved ones using AI, we're exploring how technology challenges our cultural, religious, and personal perceptions of mortality. And for fans of Black Mirror, you'll recognize echoes of the episode Be Right Back, where a grieving woman recreates her partner using AI, a speculative fiction that's inching closer to reality.
We'll unpack this with examples of current technology, ethical dilemmas, and philosophical questions. Is digital immortality truly living or just a high-tech illusion? What does it mean to exist as a digital being? Let's get into it.
Let's start with the concept of digital immortality, the idea that we could back up or emulate human consciousness through AI. Imagine uploading your thoughts, memories, or even your personality into a digital format. It's a concept that feels straight out of science fiction, but is increasingly becoming a subject of real-world research.
Absolutely. Researchers are experimenting with neural data and behavioral patterns to create models that preserve a person's essence. These efforts range from simple memory preservation to more ambitious goals like simulating thought processes.
But is it really living? Critics argue that these backups are simulations, not extensions of life. A digital you might reflect your thoughts and behaviors, but without consciousness, is it truly you? Or is it just a digital mask?
And what does this say about us as a species? Our fascination with legacy and our fear of death are driving these advancements. It's as much a cultural phenomenon as it is a technological one.
Moving on to another development: using AI to recreate deceased loved ones. Companies are already offering chatbot services trained on the data of the deceased. These tools use texts, photos, and recordings to create a virtual personality you can interact with.
It's eerily similar to Be Right Back, where the protagonist uploads her partner's digital footprint into an AI. In real life, some find comfort in these recreations, while others worry it's a barrier to moving on.
And the ethics are murky. If someone didn't consent to being recreated, is it right to bring them back in digital form? And does interacting with these virtual versions truly help with grief? Or does it keep us stuck in the past?
These questions highlight the emotional and ethical complexities of AI in the afterlife. Are these tools a way to honor memory, or are they commodifying our most personal relationships?
Let's zoom out and consider the broader cultural and religious implications. AI-driven afterlife technologies could transform how we mourn, remember, and even celebrate life.
For instance, digital memorials are becoming more common, where loved ones can interact with a person's virtual avatar. These tools could create new rituals for remembrance, blending traditional practices with modern technology.
But how does this intersect with religion? Many faiths have specific views on death and the afterlife that may clash with the idea of digital immortality. Could AI redefine spiritual concepts like reincarnation or eternal life?
Or even create entirely new spiritual frameworks? As technology evolves, so do our beliefs. It's a fascinating space where culture, faith, and innovation collide.
Now, let's push the boundaries further. Imagine existing as a fully digital entity. What would it mean to live in a virtual world, free from physical constraints?
Some envision digital beings contributing to society as historians, teachers, or even creators. Others see a future where digital life becomes an extension of biological life, evolving in ways we can't yet imagine.
But is that really life? Philosophically, it challenges our definitions of self and reality. What happens to our humanity when existence becomes virtual?
And how do we ensure this technology serves us ethically and meaningfully? These are the questions we must grapple with as we stand on the brink of this digital frontier.
As we've explored today, AI is reshaping how we think about life, death, and legacy. From digital backups to recreating loved ones, these technologies challenge our assumptions and open new possibilities.
But they also force us to ask hard questions. Is digital immortality a blessing or a burden? Can it help us grieve, or does it keep us from letting go? Would you choose to live as a digital being?
And as we reflect on themes of remembrance and hope during this season, it's worth considering how these technologies might shape not just our futures, but our present relationships.
Tomorrow, we'll dive into another profound topic, empathy in AI. Can machines truly understand us, or are they just simulating connection? Until then, keep questioning, keep reflecting, and remember, the future is what we make of it.